This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, that's what I want to know here on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, host of What's On Your Mind. Survived Valley Fair. I'm all fine, did just fine. A couple of roller coaster rides later, and I'm back in good shape. Out of rehab. All is well.
Yeah.
Things are fine now.
Rehab?
I'm okay. Roller coaster rehab. Yeah, they go very fast, Todd. It kind of is tough on an old guy like me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm older than you are.
You like roller coasters?
No. You know how I saw that?
I don't like going fast.
I don't go on them. That's how I solve that problem.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea. But you can't do that when you go with a, you know, 80-some eighth graders. You can't wuss out.
Yeah, you just say, nope, you're going. I'll be here when you get back.
Doesn't work that way. I don't have your persuasive powers. So anyway, I survived, and I didn't really need rehab. That was just kind of a little joke there. I did okay. It just is not fun to me. I don't know, how that becomes fun. I guess it never was. Even as a kid, I just did, going fast in a ride where you have no control. That's just not a good idea. The really bad one is Space Mountain in Disney World. Fast in the dark is not my idea of fun. You ever been on that one, Todd? Ridiculous fast and you're in the dark.
No.
So I spend the entire time in that ride ducking because I have no idea what's coming.
You think? Nope, not my style, man. I'm with you.
Doesn't quite do it for me.
No.
It doesn't quite do it, but it was fun. It was, you got to make the memories, Todd. You got to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to do it when you can. And sometimes it's easier just to kind of stay on the routine and do the whole thing, but no.
Someday there'll be adults who ate those rides too, and then you can remind them, I remember when you were little and blah, 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 you know.
I'm that way at the lake. See, if I go to the lake, my idea of a grand time at the lake is kind of plopped in the chair. Maybe I have the newspaper. I'm chit-chatting with my father-in-law. I just the veg a little, right? But then you look at the kids, and they're on the dock, and they're jumping in and out of the tube and in and out of the boat. And, it's like, all right, I got to go make some memories. Sort of so, like the guy
you don't get
make
that same feeling on a roller coaster, though, is what you're saying.
Well, I go on there because I'm making the memories.
Right, but you don't get the same feeling as you get with the newspaper at the dock in the lake.
No, I would have fun watching it, seeing the kids laugh, but no, not actually doing it myself.
Right.
I would not. Okay. Instead, I go on and then I make my daughter laugh from all my comments. Like when you're going up the roller coaster, you need to click, 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 click.
I was going to say, do they get that picture of you screaming and your hands in the air and stuff?
And I'm saying, oh, this is really fun. I'm so glad I'm here. She starts laughing. And then when you swoop down, I'm like, oh, yeah, what a blast. I hope my neck breaks.
Texas says you're the fun dad because you turn green on the roller coaster, by the way.
Well, probably I'm the fun dad because they can laugh at me, evidently.
There should be pictures of that, though,
Speaking of texting, we welcome yours. I have a question for you today. This is going to take a good chunk of the program today. So take your time getting your answers in. What is news to you right now? What do you want to? I think news is on its upside down. I have the front page of the Fargo Forum in front of me, okay? And I don't know, 75%, maybe more, maybe 80% of the paper is devoted to stories of bread. In fact, there's one photo of a picture of a plate, a photo of a plate, and on the plate a bagel. Okay, and then the other photos are bread in some form of baking. A number of these are really good breads, like from Breadsmith, a cheddar sourdough. I'm not anti-bread. In fact, It's probably my greatest weakness as a food. I love bread. Bread and butter, it's just, bread out of the oven and butter.
Bread.
Fresh baked bread, unbelievable. But I'm having trouble understanding how this is news. So the story headline is our daily bread.
There's some other news out there, though.
I guess. It's an essay, and there's photos here. And every morning, every evening, every midnight and afternoon, men and women prepare our comforting, alluring, necessary bread. Bread is ceremony, ritual, metaphor too. Bread is cliche, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And bread is also art, high and low, zen and precision. Okay, I'm getting kind of creeped out even reading this now. I don't know what... You know, bread is good. I like bread. I'm not anti-bread. I like Brad Smith. It's a, you know, kind of a neat story. But front page news, this is news?
Slow day.
The President of the United States is on one of the most historic trips in anyone's recent memory to stare down leaders in the Middle East and say, get with it on terrorism. He's over in Israel now, embarking on an effort for Middle East peace, and we got bread on the front page of the... I don't know. I'm confused on what is news. I have a copy of the Bismarck Tribune, Todd. Do you as well? Right in your...
The electronic thing on my screen at my desk, which I'm just getting into right now.
Artist pours creativity into old watering hole.
Down in Lemon.
Kokomo Inn, now home to art gallery. Now, again, it's interesting. Yeah, Kokomo. I thought of the same thing.
Which is actually about a place in Key West, Florida, not Indiana, but, you know.
Anyway, the Bismarck Tribune's got the Kokomo Inn going, too. Again, Kokomo Inn, fine place, great story, the whole deal. Front page
lead.
News?
Yeah, as I say, lead story? Wow.
Front page news? So and I guess what I led with roller coasters, so we're no better. But,
yeah, but this is a talk show, and you're resetting because you were gone Fridays. Yeah,
I wanted to
do that.
Tell everybody where I was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
I did your news, and I didn't use those stories. Just you
no,
know.
They're not in the news. Yeah, and that there is a difference because the talk show here is sort of, you know, the opinion page. The difference is
right.
It's interactive. We get to talk about our opinions and what's happening. And in all seriousness, I'm just kind of curious. What's news? What do you think is? What do you know? And you tell us because we work for you. So if it's, I want to hear more about. I mean, I wish on the front page of my paper there was a story about not bread, but what? Not Kokomo Inn, but what? Then we'll do the digging.
Memorial Day.
Somebody wants to talk about Memorial Day?
Well, it's going to be the next thing. I'm just saying it's going to be the next thing that comes up, which is fine.
Well, that's Monday. It seems like a world away.
But yeah, but you got to do a, you know, set up to it.
It's only a weekend. You know what? What I think would be neat about now, here's a new example of what would be in my mind news about Memorial Day. Find somebody who has a loved one, you know, maybe someone that died very young serving this country, and they religiously attend to their graveside on Memorial Day, right? And go there and maybe bring flowers. I'd like a story like that. I've gone there for 20, you know, story like that. There's a Memorial Day story I'd take. You can call the radio and share it with us. The forum's too busy talking about bread, so it's probably not interesting. 701-258-0550. What's news to you today? What do you want to be news? What do you want more in the news? Because we do want to make sure we're serving you properly, and those two stories just kind of bookended, the bread and the Kokomo Inn thing between the Bismarck Tribune and the Fargo Forum. I thought, gosh almighty, I better get a mine on Daily News and a Grand Forks Herald, see how they did it, but I thought, that doesn't seem like news to me. That doesn't seem like stories worthy of the front page. So I'm going to ask our audience, the greatest audience, the most awesome audience, this humongous audience of folks listening all across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. What's news? What do you want in the way of news? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us to Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. Here's a couple that have already come in that are pretty good. For news, what I want to hear is more about Seth Rich, the DNC leaker. Well, there is a little bit of news on that front today. There is. This is getting interesting. Another says there's a famous birthday tomorrow. You guys talk about that amazing guy. A famous birthday tomorrow. Todd, when's your birthday?
February 28th, so.
Mine's October 22nd.
Birthday. Is that going to be? Yeah, I was going to say.
So we're not the we're not that amazing guy. Who's the amazing guy? We may need a little more information. More texts, your calls. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's news? What do you want to be news today? Let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Good topic for today. The disrespect of those students walking out on Vice President Pence at Notre Dame. Just think if we all walked out on everybody's speeches. I don't remember people walking out on Joe Biden and Obama and whatnot. And
yeah, good. All good points. All good points. That story didn't get a lot of attention just because of the president's trip overseas. But in case you missed it, Vice President Mike Trump was at Notre Dame, and a group of students at Notre Dame.
Vice President Mike Trump?
Did I say Mike Trump? Vice President Mike Pence. Trump was overseas.
If we could combine the two into one, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yes, I'm glad you caught me. And so Vice President Pence is at Notre Dame, and these students walk out. Do you think their parents were proud? Oh, look at Johnny. He's walking out on the vice president.
The sad part is, I bet a few of them were.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not terrible.
I guess if you're a Trump-Pence hater, you probably would be. But, you know, here's the deal. Just think about this rationally for a minute. Set aside the politics of it, okay? And the fact you don't like the politics of this person that's speaking. What does it say to say, okay, I'm done with college, I'm going into the real world, and by the way, anybody I disagree with, I'm going to get up and walk out. Yeah, try that at the workplace one time and see how long you work there. It's such a take my ball and go home kind of thing. It really is just goofy.
Well, and you know, had Biden been giving the speech and a bunch of people walked out, you know the coverage would have been completely different.
No kidding. What else do I have for you? Another call. This is actually the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day. We do every day. We pick out an all-star from our wonderful listeners and say, now, there's a great call. And then we celebrate it right here on the program on behalf of our friends at Delta. And, of course, Delta is the place where One Call Does It All. You give Eric a call at 406-250-8151. If you are in the oil field, you're working for an oil company, maybe you're one of the foremen out there, and you say, I've got headaches, more headaches than I care to deal with, you give Eric a call and the headaches go away because they do turnkey well site services. Everything. I mean, the works. Load the lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, do the electrical and mechanical design, do the survey work, field engineering. What do you need? They do it. Portable flare trailer. Change it on a flare, need to continue work? Okay, fine, we'll build a flare trailer. They did that for a customer. They literally do it all. Eric, 406-250-8151, and online at deltaconstructors.net. Don from Eastern Montana called. Here's what Don had to say. Don in Eastern Montana. What's on your mind?
I think a lot of people might be underestimating Trump. I think he might have the media right where he wants it and the Democratic Party. That this investigation has broad scopes, and they've actually been encouraged to go after any ties to Russia or wrongdoing with the election. I think there's going to be a lot of Democrat people that are going to have some dirt on their face and some fingerprints all over a lot of stuff they didn't want exposed. So I think it might be one of the smartest political plays ever.
All right, so Don says, just hang on. This whole narrative in the media may be just a little bit different than everybody thinks. Yeah. Like I saw some, you know, the praise actually from the Arab leaders were pretty incredible. It really was. Although you see immediately in the media, like Mike Allen's piece this morning, one big thing, can Trump's trip traction last? Try saying that 20 times fast. I mean, you know, you have a good day in Saudi Arabia, and he's on to Israel today, and the first thing they're asking, can this traction last? Can this good news last? What can we cook up so we can end it? You know, it's kind of instantly the way they think. All right, you have other suggestions here. Let's take them one at a time. Texter says, why no forum coverage of 8 to 10% of property tax increases? Why aren't you talking about it? Where are seniors going to come up with the extra cash? What do I give up? Meals? Meds? Heat? Cable? Internet? Treat for the grandsons? Okay, a couple things. One, there was some forum coverage about this over the weekend. I think it was in Saturday's forum. I did see a story about it. Governor Burgum was quoted in it, although in my mind it wasn't done all that well. Because what Governor Burgum is saying, and he said to us before, is that the total dollars for property tax relief, both in what is being called like a buy-down of the social services area, so they relieve the counties of some expenditures, which they anticipate will then go to property taxpayers. And separately with that, the dollars that went into K-12 mean the same amount of dollars are going to the local entities for relief. Yet the stories that are being written are about increases of 8, 9, 10%. So something's rotten in, not Denmark, because we don't care about Denmark, but right here. I don't know what's going on. But I know this. The governor has adamantly made the point that the dollars are the same and there should be no increase. If there is an increase, that then would be, okay, local taxing entities, here's the social services fix, here's the K-12 fix, why are property taxes still going up? And you know what I think I'm going to do? I don't think I'm going to do. I'm actually going to do this. We're going to get them all in the same place at the same time and try and sort that out. Because it's goofy. I just, you know, one side saying one thing, another side saying another thing, and meanwhile people think their property tax rates are going up and they shouldn't be going up. And if they are, I want to know why they're going up. So, good tip, good question, and it's job one for this week to get to the bottom of it. Okay? So the famous birthday, we still got to work on that. Tired of listening to the news, because they're always bashing Trump somehow. I don't even watch the evening news anymore. I hear you. More Seth Rich, says another. I wonder who we could get to. There's another guy pretty wired into the story, and I forget his name. I tweeted out a little. What do you call that when you're tweaking someone? What is a tweak, Todd? I tweak somebody on Twitter.
Yeah, no, when you post on Twitter, you're tweeting.
No, I know that tweet, but I think I tweaked somebody on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So I tweaked with a Twitter, with a tweet. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. But Maggie Haberman is a big New York Times reporter, and I don't much like her. She's very, very good, they say, in that, you know, any story that she gets the stories. But she, like all New York Times reporters, are liberal. She tweeted over the weekend some deal about all this Seth Rich stuff was just stupid and ridiculous and, you know, all made up and, you know, can't believe they'd do this to the family of a, you know, dead staffer and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a guy by the name of Kim.com, and I don't know exactly his story, but he has tweeted over the weekend about how he knew Seth Rich and he knows that he was the WikiLeaks source. I was involved. So he and Hannity have been tweeting back and forth, and evidently this Kim.com is talking to attorneys and coming out with this whole story. So I tweaked her to say, hey, I don't see you covering this story. Where are you, New York Times? But that one's going to be one to follow in the Seth Rich story. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Give a rip about local property taxes. He doesn't pay the full bill. Plus, he's got millions to pay increased property taxes. I don't.
Well, okay, a couple things there. One, I would say, I would guarantee you that if we took the property tax payments that go out from Doug Burgum, now our governor, but formerly a developer in downtown Fargo. I mean, I guess he still is, but I mean, that was his focus previously. He's paying huge amounts of property tax. Huge. Contributing to, you know, the tax base of the community. Now, I think when you say not paying property taxes, what you're talking about are things like the Renaissance Zone and different incentive programs that go on. But again, the governor would argue, and he makes a pretty good argument about this, that, you know, if you'd make a decision based on the financial investment to renovate a particular building, and of course, downtowns especially is where he's focused, there's expensive stuff to gut them out, renovate it. But if you make the decision based on an incentive and you say, okay, I'm going to get a break for these amount of years, ultimately, that building plodding along at, say, $100, just using simple math, if it generates for the city and the county $100 every year and is going to do so in perpetuity as it sits there as a big clump of a nothing building, and then you renovate it, and now all of a sudden it's generating 1,000, again, simple math, and there's 14 businesses in it and 250 people employed and, you know, how many apartments that's sold, you know. You get what I'm going with? It pays off. It's an investment that makes sense, okay? You don't have to like it. You don't have to not. But it isn't like it's some sort of windfall. It ultimately pays out big for taxpayers, number one. Number two, how much he's writing a property tax check's got to be, you know, significant, with or without incentives, all right? And the fact that somebody has a wealth that they've earned isn't something that causes me to say, oh, you have money. You earn money. I don't like you because you have money. You have millions. Well, they earned millions. They risked millions. That doesn't, in my America, that doesn't make somebody lesser than. It makes it, in my mind, something that we ought to admire. Hope that addresses your question. Texter says, remember, if your property taxes go up, it is a result of local government doing it. Well, I made that point earlier, that if, in fact, with what the explanation is on the total dollars, K-12 and the social services fix, it's different than it was before in the quote-unquote property tax buy-down, but the dollars come to the same amount. So if after that you pay more in property taxes, then you don't point to the state and say, hey, what happened? You point to county and city schools. Anyway, Texter continues, the past state buy-downs gave the local governments the cover to raise their property taxes without taking the blame. The public needs to hold their local government officials accountable when it comes to property tax. Remember, the state does not assess. collect, or spend property taxes. Only the local government controls the cost of property tax, not the state. All right, another good explanation. And we're going to continue to. I really want to be done with the excuses when this is done. So when your property tax bill comes and it's hold even or it's up or whatever, you know exactly, well, who's responsible, what happened, what's going on. The whole back and forth of, you know, this I want to avoid. So we are going to undertake a robust conversation on it. And this is why we ask, what is news? Is news bread? Is news the Kokomo Inn? Is that the big news, or is the news the property taxes? Seth Rich. See? Good stuff. Thank you. Keep it coming. What else is news to you? 800-228-0550. Here's some news. I sleep really well. Like, you know, the head on the pillow and out within minutes. You know why? My pillow. That's why. An incredible innovation. It really is. It's not a product. It's an innovation. It's research and it's good work. It's the product of Mike Lindell, the inventor, going to the North Dakota State Fair and Hearst Fest and the Red River Valley Fair and, you know, all kinds of fairs across the upper Midwest, selling different things and finding out that really what people wanted was a pillow and taking all kinds of information about how maybe they wake up with a sore neck or a headache or feel like they need a nap even though they slept 8 hours to design this revolutionary pillow. It's manufactured right here in the U.S., in Minnesota. And now, I think they're close to like 40 million pillows. I forget how many. It's a ridiculous number. So join the millions that are sleeping better than they ever have with a great deal. 800-506-9028 is our toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Savings of 50%. Great deal. 60-night money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Will not go flat. All right. What's news to you, my friends, today? Bread is good, but not news, says a texter. We're mocking. Outward mocking is what we're doing today, ladies and gentlemen. And I feel bad kind of mocking bread because I dig it. I love it. I you know, I'd be lost without it. But we're just not sure it's front page news today. Or the old watering hole that's now an art gallery in the front of the Bismarck Tribune. So it forced us to say, okay, what's news to you? This texter says, bread is good, but not news. I'm with it. Not to mention kind of boring. I'd rather you talk about Six Flags Magic Mountain, where they have real roller coasters, not those wimpy ones at Disneyland. Wow. So Valley Fair would probably be like the low-rent district compared to Six Flags and Disneyland. Tell you what, the ones at Valley Fair were plenty macho for me. But I'm a little on the wussy side. What are your thoughts on Michael Flynn's refusal to comply regarding the Russia ties? Might have missed this, but the Associated Press is reporting that Michael Flynn, the former general, or he's not a former general, he's still a general, right? A retired general, but he was at the National Security Council as a National Security Advisor, President Trump's first National Security Advisor. He was fired for lying about his contacts with Russia. And there's a report today that he's declining a subpoena from the Senate Intelligence Committee. The texter listening here, I am on stack.
Wait, that's two callers. We thought maybe show you didn't me know.
Oh, I was showing. I didn't see that, so I don't know what's going on. We must have a little glitch here. I'll get to it in a second here. Thank you, Todd.
Okay. Sure.
Little inside baseball there. Todd's just get me on tap. No,
well, I know how that goes.
I don't know what happened here. But
every once in a while, we have a screen that isn't refreshing, folks.
We have stack
Scott's
issues.
Not trying to blow you off. It's just he thinks we don't have anybody. We do. It's just his screen didn't show it. So.
And my screen still isn't showing. So you're going to have to punch him up and tell me who we're talking to. But I'll do it after I finish with this texture. So what legal experts are saying is that Flynn, this wasn't likely that he would ever turn over what the Senate Intelligence Committee is asking for unless he got immunity. Because, you know, he'd be waiving constitutional protections by doing so. So He was looking for immunity from unfair prosecution. He didn't get it. Mind you, there's also a criminal probe now underway by this fellow, you know, this caused the stir last week, Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor. So if I'm Michael Flynn, I'm not sure. I'd say, hey, yeah, go ahead and just throw a bunch of haymakers at me, send it while I'm being investigated on the other side. So that would be my take on it. Let's go to Rolla. Russ in Rolla wants to talk about the Notre Dame students, and we touched on that earlier. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is about them spoiled brats at Notre Dame. Were they allowed back in after Pence got done speaking so they could walk?
Good question. I don't know.
Because if Notre Dame people let them back in, that would have been a huge mistake. And secondly, both my kids go to North Dakota State in Fargo, and if someone like the president or vice president or our state senator or something came to speak and they walked out, I put my size 11 in their rear end and kicked their butt right back into the auditorium.
Yeah, I'm guessing that moms and dads were probably buttons popping proud that, oh, look at that. They're getting on national news or walking out of that evil Mike Pence. But I'm with you. I would have been the exact same way. Just give me a break. What a bunch of snowflakes. You know?
Thanks for letting me be on, sir.
No, I'm with you 100%. I don't know the answer to your question, but I'm guessing they got back in and they accommodated them. And, you know, they keep showing it over and over and over today and walking out with a few of them. You know, what do you call the thing you wear over your gown? The ribbon, or what do you call that? I don't know what you call it, but usually it ties into whatever school you're graduating from. You know what I'm talking about? Not the ropes, the different academic achievements, but I noticed a bunch of them were rainbow. I mean, I don't think there's rainbow. It's obviously some statement they're trying to make as well. That just is, you know, I don't
think anybody's school colors are rainbow.
I don't either. Yeah, so that tells you probably everything you need to know as far as what the protesting. Sadly, Notre Dame has become, really bad. I mean, the things they've done with conservative speakers. It's a Catholic school.
Yeah, bad to ask you that. Didn't that used to be like a pretty conservative Catholic school? Whatever.
No, I don't know that it's ever been pretty conservative Catholic school, but it is a Catholic school. But I think sadly, over the years, it's gotten to the point of almost you can't recognize it. It's Catholic in name only. It's ridiculous to the point of, you know, throwing open the doors for President Obama, this wildly pro-choice, you know, president, and then any conservative that's pro-life, like Mike Pence. I mean, the pro-life record of Mike Pence is phenomenal. These people, storming out of there, it's kind of ridiculous. All right, Jim in Fargo wants to answer what's news. You're next at 800-228-0550. Tell us, Jim, what's news to you?
Yeah, I was wondering, I haven't heard you talk about it, but I heard on your radio station earlier this day it. One day showing tomorrow about the 1967 Israeli Six-Day War in our hands. They said it's showing across the country. I'm just wondering if it's showing in Fargo or Bismarck, or I know it's like 7 o'clock across the country. It's supposed to, you know, all these kids, you know, basically a ragtag outfit defeated, you know, five nations in 1967, and some of the biblical. You know, several biblical prophecy were fulfilled.
You know what I don't understand about those? From time to time, you get that where you get a limited showing or a one-day showing or whatever. But it's always very poorly promoted. And the ones I've heard about, I usually find out from our church or from school or something, and we'll go, and there's like 12 people there. I don't know why they don't promote those a little bit better. I'll do a little checking. You said the movie's called In Our Hands?
In Our Hands, yeah. It's supposed to be showing tomorrow night. I was wondering where it's going, if you could have some check on the internet.
Yeah, we'll do a little digging here. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. 4 for $4, 4 items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right, they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24-packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, king size $1.09, standard size $0.59. 1 liter Ice Mountain Water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the importance of having an emergency action plan.
So many times when there is any type of an emergency, and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan, panic sets in. But you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, you can save lives and injuries. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What's on your mind, brought to you today by our friends at energyofnorthdakota.com, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Hey, we want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Well, today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making all of that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. A couple of calls came in during the break on the Notre Dame thing. Go ahead and roll one of those, Ton.
Yeah, and the Mike Pence Notre Dame thing. The media forgot to have the volume on with all the boos from the audience. That was significant. And also they forgot to mention that 96% of the people remained in their seats and listened to Vice President Pence. So there you have it.
Good point. Was there another one, too, that had another tidbit on the students having to leave? Did we get that one? I think somebody called us and said the students...
The stories I read on the Notre Dame snowflakes was they were not permitted to return to the ceremonies.
Yeah, okay. They were not. So an earlier caller called and said, hey, did the students get booted or not? So appreciate that. Texter says today, what is the focus of the state-appointed reduction of incarceration committee when North Dakota is or has built expanded numerous jails in the past few years, writes Perry. Good question. Good one. All right. Let's see here. Who's next? Lost one caller there on line two. I don't know if you can get him back, Manny, but I'm going to go to this one. Kurt in Bismarck. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. I've been listening this morning, and great question as far as the news. You know, what's news to you? And I thought that was very appropriate. Thank you for asking the question. I was went to church on Sunday, and I was talking with a friend there, and he had lived down by in Nye, Montana. Now, that's way down in fishing country down there. And unless I have the wrong date, it has been pretty recent that Mike Pence was in that area and went on Sunday to a little dinky little church in that area, and the people just loved him. He was so, you know, just so warm and friendly and kind, and took pictures with the whole congregation. Just was just a blessing to that community that day. And so I thought, you know, that doesn't always make news. Unless it did, I didn't see it any place. So thank you for being a positive voice here in this area. It means a lot. We can, whenever I listen, I'm always inspired by how you guys lead it, and I do have one more comment, and I think it probably sounds a little weird, but you know, I as a conservative person, the media has such a way of promoting the point. I'm not sure what 0.05% of people that are of of the homosexual agenda, you know. And And I just think, you know, of that 0.05, they sure get a lot more percentage of news than just the norm, than folks that are not of that persuasion, if I could say it that way. I'm not trying to be slammy, but I'm just thinking there's a lot of that out there, especially not on the news, but you know, the media, the movies, and all of that stuff. So anyway, I'm not a hater. I'm just thinking.
No, I know what you're saying. There's a disproportionate level of coverage to, you know, the issues,
right,
where a lot of things, and your point about the trips, you know, like Mike Pence visiting some folks or Donald Trump, I watched a lot of that yesterday in Saudi Arabia, and it was going so well. His speech was unbelievable. I mean, I spent the whole 2 hours breaking down his speech. It was really, really good. When he's looking these Middle East leaders in the eye and say, drive them out. Drive them out. He is just absolutely forceful, 100%, and not coddling, not doing any of that. I mean, fantastic. Yeah. But it was going so well, they really didn't know what to say. So now they have to say, well, can this last? So that's what they're doing. But same thing on Mike Pence. The media's job, when they go visit the coverage of a candidate, or in this case, a vice president or a president, is to pick out the bad.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I'll give you an example. There was an interaction with I forget who, but a high level Saudi Arabia official yesterday, and the individual said to President Trump, and the microphones caught this, Mr. President, you are a unique individual. You have the ability to do the impossible.
Wow.
That's what the person said. And Trump was a little embarrassed, right? So he didn't know what to say. And I, you know, what does anybody say like that? I got a quick thank you or whatever. And so then he complimented like his shoes or something, right? He basically just changed the subject. Well, of course, you know what they do in the media? They mock the president for the shoes comment and ignore what was a compliment of significant note to say, you know, you have the potential to do the impossible. That's just the game they play. It is.
You know, I've watched our president honor people. I know he's a very honoring kind of a man, you know, and if you know what I mean by that is, you know, when he's on stage with somebody, especially, you know, with Pence or anybody else, he always points at others. I just really think that that's an admirable quality.
Yeah, good point. He does do that a fair amount. You bet. Kurt, appreciate the call. Nice chatting with you. Call again. Thanks for the compliment on the topic of the day, but we're serious about it. What's news to you? You know, not you grab the paper and they have to tell you what's news. What's news to you? Let us know. Another segment of that. Then Safety Talk coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations. They're in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.